October 16th, 2011. It's about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning, and I am in front of the window of the Christian Science Reading Room, and they have this poster in the window. Well, it's one of their many, and this one is a large one, and it's like showing some sort of oil production thing. I think it's probably like where people drill for oil, and then behind it is sunset, which is quite a bit of lavender behind it, and then sort of like moves down to like orange, obviously, which is the way some sunsets are. It's a picture of the Christian Science Monitor. So it's Future Focus with a yellow background. A weekly review of global news and ideas at the top on a white background. Volume 103, issue 46, $4. And it's got this big thing on it that says Life After Oil. Life is in black, after is in white, oil is in black. And then across the where it says oil, it says in white, and it's a little bit smaller. Well, quite a bit smaller writing. Special 12-page section. Also, in white, and then it has this yellow arrow that says in black on it, in this issue, and then it goes on to say in white, Europe's two extremes on debt, who's for political brinkmanship, how gamers now help science. Okay, and then there's some of the article, let's see what it says. After Oil, Future Focus, How We'll Live, by Gina Moore, J-I-N-I, M-O-O-R-E, correspondent. Americans like to imagine the future, from the world's fairs of the early 20th century to futuristic magazine features in the 1950s to the 1980s Back to the Future films. We love dreaming up what might come next. When we dream, it turns out we dream without oil. The show stealer at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893 was a demonstration of alternating current, a massive generator that made it possible to snuff out household oil lamps and switch on a light bulb. Doc's time machine in Back to the Future runs on garbage, and the hoverboard, the hero in the film's sequels, hops on to outrun the bad guys, flitted on whimsy, not oil, and no one in the Star Trek franchise ever said, Captain Picard, we need to swing by the gas station. With today's volatility at the local pump, contentious debates about, quote, peak oil, unquote, and soaring global interest in biofuels, imagine how the world looks without oil isn't just a fanciful distraction. I think I better think about that before I say any more.